must have the precious.
You're listening to the Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth.
Welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation. Definitely have our eye on the nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. My guest today is Georgia Ray from the Georgia Ray Family Band from Richmond, Illinois, and Northern Illinois there. And we're so glad that Georgia Ray can join us today, telling us all about this great music, Newgrass, which is new bluegrass. And Georgia Ray, pleasure, honor, you could join me today. Thanks so much. Now, I want to talk about a little bit about the music. You mentioned that you have a lot of great music that you pay tribute, you know, to other artists. But I mean, so basically, is there original music mixed in with the covers, or how does that work then?
On this newest CD, the last song called Life is Like a Dream, me and my sisters wrote because we love our life, and we're really thankful even for the little things in life. And right now we're actually starting to write more songs while we're in the beautiful mountains, Colorado. And the second CD, there's also two original songs on there, along the banks of the River St. Creek. The two original songs are called Home and Long Gone.
Oh, well, that sounds great that you have a couple originals there. And that's great that you're writing these music, and life is a dream. It's great that you could be inspired by certain things. So, and you mentioned now you're actually going to be writing some songs about Colorado. Was that right?
Yeah, last night we sat in our hotel and we just wrote down a page of lyrics. Quinn's lyrics were really good. She came up with them so fast, and but you know, we have to experience this wonderful life, and we have to experience it all to be able to write a good song and something that means something, you know.
Oh, so yeah, so you're like, you know, constantly writing songs, and then the goal is to try to get all these songs on CDs then.
This is how it kind of goes. It's like we will just randomly think of song lyrics or song ideas, and we'll write them down. And then when we're just jamming and, you know, playing and practicing, we'll think of song melody ideas. And then that's kind of how Life is Like a Dream. It just kind of fell together, and it was really nice.
Oh, that's fantastic. And one question Georgia Ray wanted to ask, that this is a really nice CD here and a very interesting artwork, really like it. Can you tell us about how you chose this this CD cover here?
Oh, well, that's actually, that CD picture, that cover picture was really hard to take because we were laying down, Kelly was in a dress, we were in this long grass, and we had to stick our feet up, which, you know, you think it would be easy when we had the idea of, like, oh, this will be so easy, but it really was not that easy. It was really hard, and we had to just stick our feet up as straight as we can for a long time, and there was, Mom is never in the picture because she's taking the picture, but then she's also, she took the, there's, that cover picture is actually two pictures, but my mom bends
into two pictures.
Oh, it's actually more than two pictures?
Yeah.
Oh, well, she magically photoshopped them all together to make it look really cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely great there. So, yeah, we encourage our, we want to let our audience know now you have a Facebook page, of course, and website and YouTube, and so people could definitely check you out online then, huh?
Yeah, Georgia Ray Family Band on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram.
Ray with an R-A-E.
That's Ray with an R-A-E. Some people think it's R-A-Y. But yeah, if you like us on Facebook or follow us on Instagram or go on our website or follow us on YouTube, you will always be able to get in touch with us.
We read
everything that every single comment, every message we read it all. I'm so excited that I'm looking at mountains, so it's really hard to talk sometimes.
Oh, okay there. So, Georgia Ray, I want to talk a little bit. We talked a little bit about the band's makeup. So, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, we know that you're there on the fiddle. Can you tell us, we know it's your sisters and your mom, but can you tell us about a little bit about it, what everyone does in the band?
Kelly Jo, my 18-year-old sister, is the lead singer, and she plays a little banjo and a little mandolin and some chops on the fiddle. She's also a cosmetologist. She's first in the state of Illinois, so if you ever need a haircut. and then she'll also be going to Nationals the week after I'm in Nationals for Kelly's going for hair. And then Quinn is 14 years old. She plays banjo, mandolin, she sings harmony, spoons. She can really play anything. She picks up on it really fast. My mom is the guitar player, and she's ageless. And she's really the brains behind it. Like, she designs, like, the website and everything like that. And then I play the fiddle.
Oh, well, that's definitely great to hear. Now, Georgia Way, I wanted to talk about something here. I'm looking at your information. It looks like you won the Battle of the Bands at Lindenhurst, and that was in last year in 2013. That sounds interesting. So you competed against a whole another, was it all bluegrass bands or different type of bands?
It was a lot of different types of bands, and I think it was a lot of different types of music and bands and people, and we were really surprised because we got up there and there's so many different types of people, lots of good bands too, and we kind of stuck out with our bluegrass inspired music and we got a lot of people up on their feet, so that was really fun.
Oh, fantastic there. And also says here that you perform concerts in the park, farmers markets, bars, and grills. So you even perform in bars sometimes, is that right?
Yeah. We learned that because one time we had to get gas money to go home, so we didn't have any money, so we were going to play for tips around town by my grandma's house, and me and my mom stood out of a went into a bar and asked if we could place for tips, and there we got a lot of gas money there because some people were really drunk, and they like to give us their money. But also,
doing what we do.
Doing what we do, there's a cost factor, and there's lots of lessons that's paid for, and promos, and advertising, and gas money, especially. So we really can play anywhere, because young people like us, old people like us,
bikers
from bars like us. We just love people, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic to hear, and that's great, Georgia Ray, that, yeah, you can attract a whole wide range of audience, and, yeah, we were mentioning that you have a lot of different instruments there, and a lot of bluegrass instruments. So is there a situation where, I think we were mentioning that everyone plays? Well, I know you play the fiddle, but you were mentioning that everyone plays a little bit of everything or something?
Yeah, because when you're around it with your family, sometimes someone will pick up their sister's instruments, and then to try to get them to put them so this is what happened one time. My sister picked up my other sister's instrument, and to try to get her to put down her instrument, she picked up the other's instrument. Then all of a sudden they were all playing. So it kind of just happens. Quinn is really proficient and at both banjo and mandolin. So she plays the hard parts of banjo. And then when we need some mandolin, or when Quinn's playing mandolin, Kelly Jo will play, she'll fill in. So.
That's good to know. So we're mentioning, so now when you go into the studio and record, then, I mean, everyone has their set parts then. Is that right?
Yeah.
So everyone has what they're supposed to do there. Okay, that definitely sounds great. And with that, Georgia Ray, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back for our very last segment of this edition of our program today. My guest today is Miss Georgia Ray from the Georgia Ray Family Band from Richmond, Illinois, and playing a little bit of that great new grass, which is new bluegrass, bluegrass for the next generation. So it is some fantastic music. They take a lot of great old classics and play tribute to that. They have some of their original music, so it's just plain fantastic. Again, my guest is Georgia Ray from the Georgia Ray Family Band. You are listening to the Mike Care Radio Program, Eye on the Nation. Definitely have our Eye on the Nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today.